Thank you, everyone, for tuning into this week's episode. Be sure to stay tuned at the end of the episode after the theme song when we announce the special offer ThinkTank has been generous enough to give to our listeners.
Welcome to Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Discussions on gear, technique, industry news, and interviews with the best in the business. Now, here are your hosts, Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Welcome to Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. My name is Rich Baum. I'm from Sacramento, California.
And Brian Berkowitz here from New York.
And welcome to Shooting Spaces. We're going to have a great show this week. And just like as usual, just want to know what's going on with you, Brian. I love your ferry. You missed the ferry because the agent was late, and that was a good story. Got any news stories for us?
Yeah, no, we actually ended up reshooting that. I met her a couple days later and we took care of it. So it all worked out in the end. But no, that's it. We're doing our rare daytime recording. Most people probably don't know, but we usually record in the evening. So it's nice to see some daylight outside when we record. Well, I guess you see daylight. You're on the West Coast, but I don't see daylight.
It's a challenge because if people don't know, you're from New York and I'm from LA, or I'm from Sacramento, the West Coast. So we have a time difference, but we've been able to make it work. And yes, it's great to be doing it during the day, but you know, it's we do what we can do.
Yeah, I saw your post the other day. You were getting back home at 10 o'clock off a twilight shoot. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, man. Excuse me. We really, my agents and I really now realize wintertime is so much better for twilights because I get home about 6 o'clock. But in the summer, I'm shooting till 9 o'clock at night and even later. But somebody mentioned, at least I'm not in Alaska.
True. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So, yeah, Brian.
You mentioned a great show. You mentioned earlier a great show. What do we got?
Oh, we have a good show today. I personally am a big fan of this company, and we have the head of marketing for Think Tank Photo. And I'd like to introduce Ted Meister and ask him to say hello and tell us maybe your website and tell us a little bit about your company.
Well, hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about our products and our company. And you know, it's an exciting time for Think Tank. As you mentioned, my name is Ted Meister, and I'm the marketing director. I've been working with Think Tank for a little over 3 years now, and we've seen a lot of growth and a lot of changes in the industry. But it is, you know, it's great to talk with folks like you and to meet customers at trade shows and things, because I hear a lot of great comments. We have all your bags, you know, we love you. And it's really just exciting to work for a company that people like. And we, you know, make really great products that we're proud of, and I'm just happy to talk about them in any chance I can get.
Nice. And I know this is a privilege for both, Rich and I. You know, we both use your equipment. I have some of your stuff. I have the airport security, I think, and a shoulder bag. And I know Rich has a ton of your gear. So just, you know, not only coming from podcast co-hosts, but from people who also use your product, it's a privilege to speak to you.
Yeah, it's I always look at it as Think Tank is the best equal. There's other companies that are also the best, but they are the top quality. And, you know, it's I've had your bags and your belt systems, and you've never let me down. And the opportunity to use something that works day to day is so great. But also your customer support, I've always been so impressed with. If I'm not incorrect, you had a guy, or you have a guy, Dan, working for you, and he was in, you know, if any problems people had, he took care of them. And I don't know who is running that end of your department now, but it's really great to know that the company stands behind everything and takes care of issues so quickly and effectively.
Right. Now, Dan is a legendary guy around here. He no longer works with the company, but you know, we've heard his name around a lot, and he definitely influenced our customer service offering. And since you've mentioned it, you know, the three sort of great pillars of the Think Tank brand are innovation, quality, and customer service. And our products speak for themselves. They serve a specific need, and they're high quality. They're built to withstand the rigors of professional photographer's lifestyle. You know, in the case of our rollers, many of the parts are serviceable. by the customer. So, you know, if wheels wear out or handles break or something, they're easily replaceable, and it just extends the life of the product. You know, so people will have one of our rollers for 10 years or something, or we see them come to trade show booths with, you know, an old bag that was like one of the first bags we ever put out, and it's still in service. You know, so it's a really great tool in the photographer's tool chest to have something that reliable. You know, you buy expensive tools once, but you buy cheap over and over again. So that's one really great sort of aspect to our product.
And I want to just add that it really is, to me, it was all about products for photographers made by photographers. And with that, I'd like to have you please tell the podcast fans out there what's the story behind Think Tank, because I always found it to be very interesting and pertinent to your success.
Right. Well, you know, the Think Tank was born between four different founders. Two of the founders were active working photographers, Deanne Fitzmaurice, who is a Pulitzer Prize winning photographer, and her husband, Kurt Rogers, was a longtime photojournalist down at the Chronicle in San Francisco. So he, you know, has 30, 35 years of experience, and both of them worked as professional photographers. And then they hooked up with Doug Murdoch, who is our lead designer, president of Think Tank, and CEO and the lead guy, and his partner, Mike Sturm, who is just kind of a genius designer who just really understands three-dimensional space, how to make things work. I mean, especially with fabrics and things like that. So, you know, the four of them got together and they said, well, you know, professional photographers have such demanding needs. I mean, the rigors, and you know, they're just tools that people use that, you know, they have to, travel with them, and they're heavy, and they're big and bulky, and there's so many obstacles to overcome to help photographers, you know, drag their gear around. And so they just started working on solutions. And as you mentioned, the belt system was one of the early innovations, you know, which took heavy gear and it took it off your shoulder and it put it around your waist, where your body is more capable of carrying weight for longer periods of time. It was also very efficient. Pouches around the belt. Change lenses easily, change gear, and work all day long. And it also turns out that, you know, Deanne and both sports photographers, so we had large glass offerings, you know, for people with, you know, big 400 millimeter 2.8s, you know, those are giant lenses, and that we created a backpack, for example, that would carry that lens mounted to a camera, for example. So, you know, it was all geared towards professional photographers. You know, the amateur market was a side thing, but obviously, we amateurs want the best products they can get. Many of the enthusiasts, you know, prosumers, are just, they've got to have the best, and so we've picked them up too. And you know, the other competition will put out, you know, smaller bags for smaller cameras and just more consumer level stuff, which, you know, we compete with, but we still are focused on the professional.
And how'd you get the name Think Tank? I can only guess, but you tell me the real story about that.
Well, you know, I wasn't really around at the time, although I was in a sense. The Think Tank, you know, kind of speaks for itself. It's like in any area where we want to have strategy and you want to have a testing ground, sort of a laboratory of ideas freely exchanged, you know, you call it a think tank. And there were other types of companies out there called Think Tank that we had to work around, which is why we became Think Tank Photo. So it sort of identified us as the photography type of think tank. But that came up between, you know, Doug and Kurt and Deanne and Mike. So, but the relevant story there, and where I come in, you know, this was 14 years ago, is I was a freelance graphic designer at the time. And I hooked up with Doug through Brian Irwin, who was his PR guy, and I designed the first logo, which is the logo that's on all the bags now. So, you know, that was kind of great to work on with a brand new company and create their logo and work on their brand identity. But then I, you know, went away and got another job, and eventually came back around. They called me for a 10-year anniversary to come to a party and just celebrate the success of the company. They said, oh, by the way, we need a marketing manager. And I was just right time in my career where I'm like, oh, well, I want to be a marketing manager and talk. So, you know, one thing led to another, and here I am, and I'm kind of back in the photography industry. You know, went to school and studied as a photographer as part of my major, and it's just great to come back, do something I love to do in a role that I never would have expected. So that's kind of the exciting thing, and it's great to be in a, quote, think tank where I can participate with the designers and put give my input and my feedback on the designs and how they're being used, and talking with customers, I can relay their input back to the design team and either improve on current designs or add up to something that's totally new. So we're always trying new things. There's always new equipment that needs a bag of some kind. And, you know, we just kind of follow our nose. We listen to our pro users, and they just guide us along, and we come up with the solution.
I also think it's a testament to the type of products that you're delivering, because as you just said, you guys only started about 13 years ago. And, you know, Think Tank at this point is probably a household name to any professional photographer. So, you know, in, I guess, 13 short years, you guys have become a household name for equipment manufacturers. And when you compare, you know, other case manufacturers that have been around for 30, 40 years, you're right up there with them in only 13 short years.
Right. Yeah. It's a lot of hard work, but a lot of contacts. You know, we were right in there with a lot of professionals, and Kurt and Deanne knew a lot of people in the industry and introduced us through, and it just kind of grew from there, you know. And it's kind of, it's a bit of a cult following, and people are very passionate about our products for whatever reasons, as we're talking about, but they're also very passionate about photography. It all kind of goes together. And just about everyone inside the company here is a photographer on some level. So we all have input, and we all are sort of in the game, and we love the bags as much as the customer. So yeah, I've got a big closet full of them as well.
Ted, I don't know if you know the story of how I met Brian, but when you guys just started, I was in the motion picture industry, still in the motion picture industry as a union prop master, and I contacted Think Tank because I was doing a movie that one of the characters in the movie was a photographer, and I saw all your bags and stuff, and I thought, what a great idea for props for movies. So I contacted Brian and I said, hey, I'm a prop master, I deal with promotions and I deal with product placement, and we started working together, and I introduced Think Tank Photo to the largest prop house in Hollywood, Independent Studio Services. And I know that Brian was in touch with them, but I had the opportunity, I'm no longer in the business anymore, but I had the opportunity to play with the gear on film and put them on background actors as cameramen and videographers and things like that. So it was really pertinent, timely, and helpful for me. Great stuff.
That is an interesting story. And it really kind of leads to, you know, part of our success is due to the work that Brian has put in as far as getting our bags into the hands of the influencers to further promote the brand out into their group of you know, of contacts. And you know, some of the, as a marketing guy, so I'm so grateful that our customers are so productive and so supportive. You know, they do video reviews for us, you know, for free. Sometimes we send them a bag and whatever, they'll do a great, you know, review. We put it up on social media, tagging us all the time. And, you know, they do so much marketing work for us that I'm ever grateful, because I could never put out that much content in a lifetime. So, and fortunately, they're all very talented. They do their own video and it's all high quality, and so everything's great. I mean, kind of a testimony to true guerrilla marketing.
You're only limited by your creativity.
Right, right. We don't spend money on advertising because, you know, we are still a small company and we just don't throw money away. We have to have some proven ROI if we're going to put money down on an ad, which is, you know, Facebook has been kind of something as taboo as it's sort of become. It's also a very effective communication tool to our customers because they're all out there on Facebook. So we communicate to them a lot through social media. And then Brian, of course, has a million contacts to photographers, workshops, and, you know, doing reviews and work at magazines, podcasts like yourself. So we really spend a lot of time in that realm. But I think it's so much more honest and pure that we can actually come across as real people, not just some advertisement in the back of a magazine.
Yeah, and I want to just mention one more thing to the listening audience. One thing that you really kind of were one of the first people I remember doing this. You've really, you have videos on your website, thinktankphoto.com, I'm sure. And you have great, really comprehensive videos for your products, how they're used. You go through the each product. I urge everybody to check out your website because you can really see before you buy, you can see how these bags are intended to be used. And the like when I got into your modular system, the belt system, it was very hard to really comprehend what it was all about. And you had a video, and I forget who it was. Was it Doug? Was in an alleyway in San Francisco, and it was like this cinematic movie, and it's just going over the product and how you use it and the advantages of it. I loved it.
Yeah, I know exactly what video you're talking about. And Doug really knows that system well. He can really demonstrate it. And as any of our products go, is they're so feature rich that they really take explanation on how you can use all the features. And you know, part of our strategy when we do videos is we know that our users, first of all, they want to know what fits in the bag and will my gear fit in the bag. So early on, we want to show what the gear looks like in the bag so people can say, wow, it's so organized and so customizable. And it looks like my gear will fit. And beyond that, we talk about, pockets and things you can carry and the different sort of features that do different things. And so it's not easy to make a video, but that's so much to work with. Just kind of tick off the boxes. And we try to be, personable and demonstrate the products that, that we know about that we use ourselves. So that also helps convey, and what you can do with it. But also, we get a lot of interesting things from our customers and the way that they use our products. And an example there is, Think Tank is technically, we've always thought of it as sort of an urban photographer brand. And whether that's a photojournalist or architectural photographers like yourselves or fashion photographers or travel photographers, they have specific travel and working in cities and things like that. But we also have another brand called Mindshift here, and that's a purely outdoor brand. But what we find is that our customers are using either brands for whatever they want to use it. We have pictures from the top of Mount Everest with a Think Tank bag that was designed to be used. So, as much as we want to tell customers, what our bags are used for, it's really our customers who tell us how they use the bags. And that way we can kind of further develop them and help them in that respect. It's really exciting to have all the gamuts covered and watch our customers.
Ted, I want to shift gears for a minute and talk about specifically maybe some of your bags that would be most useful to some of our listeners doing what we do as real estate and architectural photographers. I mean, I know Rich and I both have airport security bags. I was telling Rich earlier, I find that a little too big and I think I'm going to actually downgrade to the international. But for most of the real estate or architectural photographer shooters that, have two bodies and a couple of lenses and maybe, a bunch of other little things that they carry around with them, what type of bag should we be looking for? We're also the type of photographers that are in and out of our car several times a day. We're on the road a lot. We're traveling. So what type of products that you sell should we be looking at?
Well, you kind of started off with, the perfect solution, and that's the Airport Series rollers. The airport security, which is designed to fit in the overhead compartment of a U.S. domestic airline. And we always caution you should check with your airline because requirements are always changing. But as you scale down from security, you have the Airport International, which is sized to fit the international overhead, which is technically smaller. And even so, that bag is pretty heavy, it's pretty robust, and a lot of international travel now required more weight, and in that sense, a smaller, more lightweight bag. And the next one down that you might be interested in is the Airport Advantage, the Airport Advantage Plus. Now, the Airport Advantage is sized to fit in a pure regional jet. So as you're flying around the United States and you're flying into, you know, a smaller area that doesn't have a larger air service, you want to still be able to carry your gear on the plane with you where you know it's safe, and you still want to get it into the overheads, which are much smaller, but you know the Airport Advantage is designed to fit there. And it just happens to be a lot lighter. I believe it's about 9 pounds lighter, maybe 6 pounds. But that has helped a lot of people who are also traveling internationally. And again, you can get 2 bodies in there, and plenty of glass. And it's a great lightweight solution with, you know, great rolling, great wheels that we use on all our rollers. So if you're traveling, you know, by bus or in a car or on an airplane or a train, so you transition one to the other with this roller. Another interesting solution that you may come across is our rolling backpacks. We have the Airport Takeoff V2, which is an internationally sized rolling backpack. So ideally, it's a roller. You roll it around. You come across something like gravel or snow or grass or something, and you can deploy some backpack straps out of the bag, throw it on your back, and keep going. Similarly, is our Streetwalker series has a rolling backpack, which is the largest backpack in the series. Again, it's the same thing. It's got wheels on the bottom and deployable backpack straps, just kind of a different configuration, a little bit more streamlined. So we found those to be extremely popular because much as anybody travels, you can't always guarantee you're going to get a nice surface traveling through an airport. Obviously, you're going to have it nice, but when you get on location, you never quite be sure. So I would think as as architectural photographers, you're going to be indoors a lot. You're going to be traveling in cities a lot, traveling through airports a lot. Depending on if you're bringing lighting, mentioned earlier in our prior conversation, had a security traveling. You're carrying your lighting gear in there. That's much like our rolling bags. They're all semi-rigid, soft cases. Which means inside they have a harder plastic shell, but on the outside they're ballistic nylon. And so that gives a very discreet look. It doesn't look like a camera bag. It doesn't look flashy. Doesn't draw attention. But it is. They are very robust, and they're kind of an alternative solution to a Pelican case, which a lot of people like, but they also don't like because of weight. They bang around a lot, and they're very cumbersome. So if you're traveling with something as big as a Pacific Manager 30, you can't put that in the overhead of your airplane, so you have to put it down below. But you can rest assured that your gear is going to be safe down there because of this semi-rigid solution. And we have larger bags, actually. Production Manager 40 and Production Manager 50 are 2 sizes bigger. So the 40 is a 40-inch tall bag. So those are also great travel solutions. We do have a lot of photographers, yesterday, weddings, for example, load up the Production Manager through our 40, throw it on the airplane, go to Hawaii and do their shot and come back, and everything is nice and safe.
Yeah, I did workshops in Seattle and in Dallas, and I used your Production Manager 40, and I put in tripods and light stands. I even put in clothes, so you can do a lot of things with it. And it was really nice and very easy to maneuver. It gets a little heavy, but that's any bag. But I will say, it's so well thought out. And one thing I want to point out to people that are looking for like a light stand bag, it's really important to have something that is semi or totally rigid, because if you have a soft bag, it just doesn't add the protection and it just doesn't seem to work, at least for me. So I like the form of the Production Managers, and they're just really, really, I can't stress enough that everything is bomb-proof, and I mean rich bomb-proof, and it is just made, the attention to detail is second to none, and that's why I'm a big fan of all your equipment, and it's just really, you're perfect for the geek. I'm a backpack and a camera case and a bags you'd put on your waist geek, and I just think that Think Tank has everything I want.
Yeah, we're pretty geeky around here too. I mean, if you go on our website and look at our product pages, for example, you know, looked at the production manager 40, you would see a lot of gear layouts. We take a lot of photography, so different types of ways you can work with our bags. And we geek out on that stuff, and we were rearranging those dividers all day long, you know, and we provide so many extra dividers that we know our customers are going to play around and make their own configuration. So we welcome that. We participate. It's a lot of fun too.
Yeah, I was going to mention it before you just did. For people that are in the market for these bags, if you go to, you know, your product pages, you can see different pictures with different layouts. And you also have a little section for every product that says what fits. And it tells you, you know, how many bodies, you know, in a camera case, how many bodies, how many lenses, how many accessories will fit in there. And it's a great tool to allow somebody who knows exactly what they need to fit in their bag, and they can just pick a bag based on what fits in there.
Right. And if you ever have any questions, you know, our customer service team, Justin and Jonathan, are two very, very well-versed photographers themselves. They know all the other things that go in the bags. They know, like, all the sizes, dimensions in their heads, basically. And if you want to give them a call with questions, they're open to, you can call them on the phone, or you can do a live chat off the website. And they're just, they're a wealth of information. And there is really kind of encouraging a lot of photographers who want to talk to a person, you know, and help them make that decision about the right bag. Because if they're going to put down the money and make the investment, they want it to be the right bag. They'll probably buy another bag somewhere down the line anyway for another purpose. We've also found that, you know, there are many different purposes for photographers that have a different bag to go with them on a different shoot. You know, for example, you know, as real estate photographers, you may want to show up on location, and maybe the homeowner's there, and you don't want to look like a disheveled old photographer with a crunchy old black bag. Maybe you want to have a nicer shoulder bag with a, you know, a leather cover on it or something, or something that looks a little more put together. You know, a lot of wedding photographers, they want to look as good as their photography does, because they've got to, you know, they have to blend into the crowd, so they don't want to look like, you know, they're wearing all black and, you know, they've been on their knees all day, and their knees are worn out and everything like that. So, you know, we do sort of concentrate on other aspects and needs of photographers beyond just getting their gear to the location.
Sure. And you were talking about shoulder bags. I also have one of your Urban Disguise bags, and that's also an incredible bag if I have to run out on a shoot and take one body and one or two lenses with me, throw it over my shoulder and go. So it's your shoulder bags are also great bags.
Grab and go bags. You know, and our retrospective series has been very popular over the years. It's kind of the traditional Domke style canvas bag. And what's good about the bag is it doesn't look like a camera bag. So when you're traveling, you're not as suspect, or you're not as you know, obvious to someone who may be interested in stealing your stuff. We have a lot of people who travel internationally. You know, in some of those international cities, crime is rampant, and people are pickpocketing and cutting holes in bags and stealing bags. And, you know, if it doesn't look like you've got $10,000 worth of gear in your bag, you're going to be a little bit safer. So we do also focus on, you know, having a very great bag and something that's not shouting, you know, I'm full of camera gear.
So, you know, we're running low on time here, Ted, but I know you mentioned that you want to offer something to our listeners, and I know we haven't figured out the logistics yet, but you want to just tell us for a quick minute what you're able to offer, whether it's a discount code or anything like that, to our listeners who want to purchase one of your bags.
Sure. You know, we'd be happy to set you up with a discount code. We have two different websites, thinktankphoto.com. MindShiftGear.com, as I mentioned, that's our outdoor brand, and many of your audience may be interested in some of those outdoor style bags. Just they are very robust, and they're very usable for a professional. So we'll come up with a discount code for you, and we can make that 25% off your purchase on our website for maybe a month. I think that sounds pretty good, and you know, it's really easy to do. You just enter the code in upon checkout, and you'll get the price reduced right there, and good to go.
The code will be on the website by the time this podcast is aired. So just check it out. And thank you so much, Ted. That's generous. And just if people out there don't have Think Tank or don't know of it, check it out because it's the real, it's the bomb stuff, and it is just the best. So I've always been a Think Tank fan, and I appreciate you coming on, Ted.
Great. Well, it's really been a pleasure to be on your show. I appreciate you having me, and I'd be happy to chat anytime.
Great. Thanks for coming on, Ted. It's been a pleasure.
Great.
Brian, why don't you take us out, okay?
Yeah, Rich, as we always say, you know, leave a review, subscribe, submit your Ask the Guys questions, and let us help you learn. So,
yep. So this is Rich Baum, Sacramento, California, saying see you later.
Have a good one.
This has been Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Subscribe to this show and don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow Rich and Brian on social media and at their website, shootingspacespodcast.com.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. To take advantage of the special discount Think Tank has been able to offer us, the discount is a 25% off discount good through the end of July. This discount is good on thinktankphoto.com and mindshiftgear.com. Be sure to use code SHOOTINGSPACES1818. Again, that's SHOOTINGSPACES18 when checking out on both Think Tank Photo and Mindshift Gear to get 25% off your entire order.